Hello, everybody, and welcome to the History and Legacy of Sports podcast. I'm Bill.
I'm DJ.
Well, I guess I'm JC and the Hawk. I'm the whatever you want to call me. Let's get this stuff rolling.
JC Hawk, we'll call you today.
Yep. Well, we got
so many personas.
Yep. We've got a big show because we are going to preview the entire NHL playoff. We're gonna pick every series into ultimately who will win the Stanley Cup. But before we get to that, gentlemen, the baseball season is about 2-3 weeks old. The Tampa Bay Rays went on a 13-game winning streak to begin the season, tying the modern-day record with the 82 Braves and the 87 Brewers. They did get beat last night and today by the Toronto Blue Jays, but 13 in a row to start the season. That's pretty damn impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive for sure, especially with all the rule changes that's gone down. And like, there's stuff that I was reading before the season saying, oh, Tampa's going to have a hard time with no shift and all the other things that changed. It's like, it's incredible just to win 13 games in a row at any time to begin a season. Like new players, new system and stuff. So I think we just lost a Hawk.
Yep, he'll be back on in a moment.
He'll be back in a second. But undefeated in America still, like that's something, right? I mean, we're talking off camera, like,
yeah, we did.
Me and JC are both Canadians. We're big Blue Jay supporters, so it was a series I was definitely looking forward to, just to kind of see where we stacked up against a team that could start 13-0, and I bet. Really happy with both performances in the last two games. A lot of people are pointing to the schedule, maybe not the toughest matchups, but still to win 13 games in a row is, it doesn't matter who you play. There's always going to be like a tough matchup. So yeah, to keep talking about the Rays there, it's pretty impressive what they've been doing. Even 13-2 is still a pretty good record.
Yeah, it is. It really is. So. And I do want to point out that the Nationals had them in the middle game of a 3-game series, like that first week of the season. They had them beat, but managed to find a way to come back. So if that one game doesn't go their way, we're not talking about 13-0 to start the season and 13-2 to start the season.
Well, if you look at like any like undefeated seasons in all of different sports, there was like a we looked at New England when they went on their run, like there was a lot of really close games.
There were.
You almost have to be lucky to go on streaks like this. So, and I'm glad we started with baseball talk, Jackie Robinson Day, and all that going on. It's really cool seeing the unity with all the teams and everyone wearing the same number.
Yeah. I do like that.
Working on the 12 day shift, my phone kind of told me to go to bed, but I told it to get the hell out of here. You know, took that routine, shoved it up, took it down Candy Lane ass, SmackDown Hotel, but I'll be honest with you. The Tampa Bay Rays decided they were going to go to Toronto, go through customs, get all their bags checked, have a good time in Toronto, Windsor, where they want to go, and got beat twice. I told Bill this team is going to win the division this year.
You have them going all the way this year.
All the way.
Doesn't he usually have them going all the way?
He usually does have them going.
It's not like it's not like, oh man, the Hawk picked.
But I mean,
this is crazy. Like, we're Canadian.
But you got to look at it, man. You have to look at it. Vladdy, Chapman, Guerrero, leading league in hits. Cucci, who isn't that much last year, pitching great. Barrios before he got smacked around. Gausman and Manoah. Manoah hasn't pitched well yet.
He hasn't.
You know, I mean, you're coming up to Toronto, you're coming to Canada, you're coming up there. And we love this team. And we're taking Bill this year to some game.
Who's we? Like Canada?
The Royal We. The Royal We.
Okay. I was like, I know you're going to Toronto. I can't afford to go to Toronto.
I can't right now.
It's expensive going there.
But I'll tell you something. I mean, it's something. I mean, you watch them play. This is some good baseball coming north of the border.
Yeah, they're playing good.
Mm-hmm. They are. But there's.
I'm not going to get too excited for a team in the middle of April.
Yeah.
I've been burned before. It's nice to see. Just keep grinding. AL East is probably going to have three teams in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, well, see, best matchup possible. Like, you're probably, as a Blue Jay, you might have to play Tampa or the Yankees in a three-game series to advance. So,
yeah.
We'll see what happens. But looking forward to the rest of the season. But,
yeah, meanwhile, while teams like the Rays and the Blue Jays and the Padres are off to a good start, then there's the Oakland A's, who Friday night became, and I heard this earlier today, I couldn't believe this, became only the third team in the history of Major League Baseball to give up 17 runs and give or allow 17 walks in the same game.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible stuff. I didn't watch this game. Can you guys let me know, like, was this like a 10-pitcher situation, or was it just one terrible performance? Or was it a collective?
let me find the...
Well, I know Oakland had like 20... They had 2,800 for their home opener with Shohei Ohtani.
I'll say one thing. It was absolutely disgusting to see that Oakland can't get nothing for Shohei Ohtani, who ripped up the World BC, who sat there, the best pitcher, the best hitter in the league in baseball. I mean, I played baseball. That guy was striking on three pitches. I guarantee you that much right now. But you're telling me they can't show up in Oakland? Get rid of Oakland. Gone. Done.
Well, they're probably going to end up in Vegas real soon. So,
well, you know, if you're the owner, why would you stay?
Yeah.
Like, I know your team's no good. It's hard to get fans when you're no good.
Okay. So, I do have the box score, and this is how Oakland's pitchers did last night. Capri Ellion, who was their starting pitcher, went 3 2/3, 4 hits, 6 runs, 6 earned runs, 7 walks, 4 strikeouts, and a home run with an ERA of 12.15.
Okay, that's not
Mole, a good start. Mole, who for some reason only pitched 1/3 of an inning, but you do have to face the minimum 3 batters. He was the best player. He was their best pitcher. No hits, no runs, no earned runs, no walks.
Okay.
Harris allowed 1 hit, 6 runs, 6 earned runs, 5 walks. His ERA, and I'm not shitting you when I say this, everybody, 162. What? I didn't think it's possible.
162 ERA?
Yeah. Yeah. What?
All right.
I need a calculator. That's ridiculous. Smith, I think the Hawk could have done better than that in T-ball.
Smith, 2 2/3 innings. 4 hits, 1 run, 1 earned run, no walks, didn't allow a walk, and 1 strikeout.
You know, if you had that guy that had 162 ERA, you've already lost your fantasy matchup.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, if you have, like, the rotisserie with the categories, like, you can't come back from that. 162? It's over.
Familia went 1 1/3, no hits, 4 runs, 4 earned runs, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts, no home runs. And Perez, 2/3 of an inning, 2 hits, no runs, no earned runs, 1 walk, no strikeouts, no home runs. Which brings to 11 hits, 17 runs, 17 earned runs, 17 walks, 7 strikeouts.
Jesus. So 17 walks, like, the, is that like the most in a long time?
I think they said since the 1940s.
Really? Yeah, that's a lot of walks.
So yeah, Hogan Harris is the pitcher.
Brother.
Yeah, he may lose that status.
Hogan, sorry, it's in my head.
Yeah. Is a 1.62 ERA with a whip of 18 in one game.
Nice.
So
you can only go up from here, right?
You can't go any worse than 1.62 ERA. I don't care if it's the third week of the season. It can't get any worse.
Jesus.
I
yeah. That's awesome. Then, when do the Jays play Oakland? I'm excited for that.
Now today Oakland managed to keep it close. They lost 3-2.
Cool shit. Who are they facing?
The Mets.
Okay.
And they only allowed 2 walks today. So
wow.
They like did a better.
Playoff win for Oakland.
They're gonna have a parade.
They might. 17 walks? Jesus.
That's and you awesome. See, the Mets have decided to buy a world championship. Ain't going to happen.
Hey, but you beat Oakland. Come on, man.
You beat Oakland, who's on the other side of it? Ain't going to happen either.
Okay.
What I'm going to say right now.
Yep. You don't think the Mets can win the World Series? I think they can.
No, not this year.
Like, their starting pitching staff might be in a retirement home by the end of the year. But they might win. Who knows? We'll see.
I'm just trying to think how Oakland was able to win 3 games so far this year.
They played Tampa Bay.
Well, they didn't lose to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, they lost to Tampa.
Tampa Bay. Toronto. Well, if you want to look at it, I mean, look at this way, right? You're not going to pay nothing for players. You should be gone. Oakland, and this is a sad part about baseball. We want to make money. Pittsburgh. Oakland. What's the other team that don't want to pay money for their players?
Is there, in baseball, is there a minimum salary cap?
Nope. No. There's nothing.
So you can just basically, like, if you want to tank, you can just field a double A team at the minor league, at the major league
level. If you want to tank for Bedard, you can tank for Bedard.
Well, only Bedard's going to play baseball, but maybe.
So the 3 wins that Oakland has: opening day against the Angels, 2-1, April 4th against Cleveland, 4-3, and April the 12th at Baltimore, 8-4.
Which, I have to ask a question. How did Shohei not win the opener against Oakland?
You tell me.
I mean, he lost 2-1, and then Rendon got suspended because he punched a guy in the head.
Okay, I found when Toronto's playing Oakland. It'll be June 23rd through the 25th. And then the Nationals play them August 11th through the 13th. And then you guys,
Bill.
And then you guys,
before we timeout. I'm gonna call my 1 10-second timeout because that's what baseball does now.
Okay.
Where is Washington playing?
Oh, with that series?
Yeah, Toronto.
Oh, no, I'm talking Oakland.
All right, but you said Washington plays Toronto.
No, Oakland plays Toronto.
Okay.
I don't even know when we play you guys. Probably be doing the work.
It's all good.
So yeah, we have the sad Oakland A's. I think the over-under should now be if they even get to 50 wins this year. I don't even know what it was before the season began. But
three out of what? What's how many games have they played?
15, I want to say.
So they're 3-12.
Yeah.
So they've won 25% of their games so far. So probably on a pace for 45 wins.
Yeah.
So if there was an over under for wins, and if it was 50, I'd probably take that under.
I would take the under.
Yeah.
So here's my question, Bill.
Okay.
Travel to Washington Nationals. When do they play this year?
If you haven't figured out, folks, DK has had a few drinks.
I'm completely sober.
So am I.
The Hawk has had a few drinks today, but that's okay.
It's okay. We don't
encourage. We encourage liquid entertainment. Hold on.
I'm trying to find.
You're looking up Nationals Blue Jays schedule?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. Is this going to go into September? No. Okay. We are in Toronto August 28th, 29th, and 30th. And that's probably during the work week.
I was gonna say if it's a weekend set, we gotta do watch along or something.
Yeah.
Like record.
No. Bill said might be a working weekend.
Okay.
You've already got your birthday not your birthday, but your dad's birthday in Toronto. I don't
want to. Hold on a second.
You can't just go to Toronto like every weekend. It doesn't work. I know you get on the group chat, you're like, guys, we gotta do this. And then I'm like,
damn it, pal.
Call your wife.
Hold on.
Your wife's not gonna let you go to Seattle 17 times this year and watch what happens. Okay. Stop making plans because it's not gonna happen. You're like, Dano, you're right. I've known
except Jordan said, you know what, Bill's a cute looking dude. We need to go party with him one night and one weekend.
Okay.
So we need to look out when Washington Nationals will play the Toronto Blue Jays, or hey man, we could fly down to Chicago and really feel.
You know, it would make sense if we lived anywhere near Toronto.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably faster for us to go to Bill's house than go see the Blue Jays. Just because we're in Canada does not mean nothing.
Okay.
Hey, the fact that
Hawk is quite a big time cute means I'm in trouble. So
yeah. You know what? Me and the Hawk are gonna show up. And we're going to shoot those kids with those Nerf guns. That's not okay. Can you remember if you told the story off camera?
With Nerf guns.
Yeah, I can't remember if you told us before we started recording, but if you're on in our Facebook group, I'm sure you saw the pictures of Bill getting assaulted.
I saw him. He got pelted with the old... And man, I don't blame you either, right? It's like, bang, 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 you're done. You're done.
I need a translator.
Oh my god.
I know. I love you. I can read your mind. You're saying,
hey man, I can play some ACDC right now. Let's let it rip up.
We can't play ACDC because get kicked off YouTube again. Remember when you sang the Toronto Blue Jays song and we got in trouble?
What?
I don't know.
You sang the Blue Jays song and got in trouble.
Yeah, like the Let's Go Blue Jays song?
Well, they, let's like, see, YouTube wasn't really YouTube. Hold on, Dano. Are you ready? It's a night game. Okay, okay. Blue Jays. Hey, play ball.
I love this guy, man. He's my favorite person. Why did you have to move so far?
You know what?
It's probably good for.
I had to for a job.
Yeah, honestly, it's probably a good thing that you moved away.
Probably.
Because.
I mean.
I don't know. I needed a break.
Mrs. Hawk, just so you know, I am single, so you know. If
you... Oh, that's a.
You have a sister. If do you have a sister?
Bill's shooting his shot there.
Oh my god! I like it.
Hey, Bill, you want to hear a good one?
Okay.
What? When we had one of the biggest snowfalls ever, I phoned Dad. Said, "Can you pick me up?" I was like, "Well, I can't." He's like, "Why? My truck's at your house." I was like, "Yep, it's okay. I can pick you up." He's like, "You only can't do that. Why? Your truck's at my house."
Yep, that did happen.
So one now weekend. We had to figure out how to get each other's truck to pick up.
Yeah, that was a wild card weekend, I believe. I think we were, I don't know what we were doing, watching football, but that was good. I feel sorry for the people that downloaded this and they're like trying to listen to a hockey preview and they're just listening to rants about
All right. Yeah, let's get to
hockey. Playoffs. Let's get focused here, boys. Let's Stanley Cup playoffs start Monday. All right.
Before this one, who gets Bedard? Who gets Bedard? Because
Anaheim has the best shot, according to like the win percentage or something. I think it's Anaheim and then Columbus. I don't know. Like, what? Okay, I got a better question for you guys. Where do you think he can succeed right away? Because I think Anaheim. I think like they're a young team. They got a lot of high skilled young players. Probably not ready to compete for a playoff spot, even with Bedard in the lineup.
Right.
But I would probably say Anaheim, the team that has the best shot, probably has the best chance for him to do well right away. So I think Anaheim will win the draft lottery. It's not really win because they are the team that should get him because they have the worst record.
E word being should.
Yeah. So I'd say Anaheim. And they lost 14 in a row at the end of the season. So.
I'm gonna agree with you. I think Anaheim is probably the best place for him because one, the division that he would be in. The Pacific seems like it's going to be wide open every year for a long time. There's no one or two dominating teams there. And then the Western Conference, yes, Colorado, you know, won it all last year. They're the defending champs. But if you look at that Western Conference, you've got Vegas, who's back after missing the playoffs last year. They look to be a real threat. Dallas looks real good. You've got Edmonton, Winnipeg. It's wide open. Whereas with the East, I think he'd have a bit of a harder time considering you've got Boston, Toronto, Tampa right there in the Atlantic. And in the Metro, you've got the Devils, you've got the Rangers, you've got the Hurricanes who look like they're starting to become a real thing there. Islanders, who just made the playoffs this year. You got Pittsburgh, you got Washington, you know, you got Philly, you've got Florida. I think Anaheim might be the best place, but if it's not Anaheim, maybe it's another team in the Western Conference. But that's not where I think he will end up.
You don't think he'll end up in Anaheim?
Nope.
Where do you think he ends up?
This is an upset. He's going to the Penguins.
Penguins. The Penguins can't get him.
Yes, they can.
They can't go up. He can't move up that high.
You don't know that. It's a draft lottery. Weird
no,
shit
happens. No, actually, you cannot move up past the fifth spot if you haven't finished lower than 11th. Only the 11 teams, top 11 in each conference can move up to one.
All right, then, you know what? I'll say the Coyotes.
That's our buddy Gary moving, though. That's probably where he would want him to go. The commissioner I'm talking about here. Because, you know, they need someone to sell tickets.
Yeah.
That would be perfect. Probably get a new arena and everything. But all right, Hawk, where do you think Connor Bedard should go, and where do you think he can succeed?
Well, I'll tell you right now, because Connor Bedard is going to Vancouver. Connor Bedard is going to Vancouver. The only thing that Vancouver will ever win is a draft. I mean, and don't tell me crap, because since we're all PGA 14, 15, because I'm not going to swear, because me and Bill Levis have a little thing going on.
When have we ever been rated PG? Well, that's another discussion. Anyway. Yeah,
all right. Don't fuck. Am I allowed to swear on this show? Because I'll swear on this show if I can.
I swear on this
show. But I'll tell you right now. You look at Connor Bedard. You look at 5 years from now, Gavin McKenna. You want to go after Gavin McKenna. Now, the Calgary Flames won't do that. Because every year is Vegas, Calgary. Vegas, Calgary. Vegas, Calgary. We're talking AHL. But I'll say one thing, man. Vancouver will take over next year, win the division without the Sedins for the first time ever. And I have no idea what I'm fucking talking about.
Yeah, I think you forgot what the question was.
I think that's the first true thing he said today.
Okay, so he thinks Connor Bedard's going to go to the Canucks. The Canucks can get Bedard. They have a 0.5% chance to win the lottery to move up from 11 to 1. That shit ain't happening.
Yeah.
So move on.
And I think the lottery, someone told me, I think is May 8th. Is that correct? Okay. Yeah. I will want to see that lottery just to see how it ends. So. All right.
They did it May 8th because he was in the Western Hockey League playoffs, so they want to make sure that he could be in the studio and stuff. Yeah. So that's similar to Connor McDavid when Edmonton won the lottery and he had that look on his face. You want to see that. Like, oh man, Edmonton, really?
Yeah. And you know what? I want the greatest players to play to be able to play the greatest game ever. I mean, I love baseball. And I'll tell you that right now, man. But I want to see the greatest players play hockey.
I was like, we're talking hockey, though. What do you mean baseball?
Well, man, I'm a baseball fan. I'm a baseball man.
He is.
You know, I know everything about baseball. I don't remember baseball. I got guys who want to kill me coming up here to Canada.
It
ain't going to happen, my friends.
I can see that.
And I hear you a lot of people from America saying baseball is more, it's America's sport. I'm like, well, no, it's not. Let's all enjoy it. And we're going to get into a Jackie Robinson day. Because that, yes. I'm not going to say it now. Because Bill runs this show.
Okay, before we get to the NHL playoffs, we're gonna do a quick eye test for the Hawk. Okay. See if he can read the letters on this. So here we go.
Oh. I am drunk.
There you go. Good job. Hey. Yay! You pass.
I was like, what does that say?
Hey man, I'm good.
All right.
All right, let's get serious now.
All jokes aside, playoff preview. It's one of our biggest shows of the year. Let's get into it. I say we just start in the Western Conference, and we just kind of. No, the way we'll
hold
do
on,
this.
Hold on. Before we go, like I said, before we go to the NHL playoffs, this is my favorite day, so I would like this Jackie Robinson day.
Yep. Which we discussed 20 minutes ago.
Wow.
If you weren't paying attention, that's, I don't know.
I was paying attention.
Okay.
Sorry. sorry.
We already talked about Jackie Robinson today. We're moving on to the hockey playoffs now.
Here comes the wife.
Yep.
Okay. You know what? All right. So, yeah, we'll start with the Western Conference. And we will make our way from there. So we will start at the top of the bracket with, as soon as my computer decides to move, there we go, with the Vegas Golden Knights, who are the one seed in the Western Conference, against the Winnipeg Jets. Their series starts Tuesday.
Yeah, like Winnipeg kind of, like they were battling Nashville and Calgary there at the end, but it really shouldn't have been a battle. Like Winnipeg had a pretty good lead. Mm-hmm. They haven't really been playing great hockey leading up to this. They do get that final spot. Vegas, this is first time Jack Eichel's in the playoffs. I think Vegas probably disposes of Winnipeg pretty easily. I'll probably say 5 games. And Vegas goes over here, beats Winnipeg.
Okay, I guess since Hawks, oh, there he is.
He's here.
All right. So DK says Knights in 5. Hawk, where do you go?
I have the Vegas Golden Knights. You going to Vegas in 4?
Ooh, he's calling for a clean sweep.
Well, I think Winnipeg will probably get one at home. But no, well, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a sweep as well.
For those listening or watching for the first time, our rule when we do these playoff previews is it has to be majority rule for whoever wins. And honestly, I'm going with the Knights. I was going to go with the Knights anyway. Yeah. I think I agree with DK here. I think it's going to go 5. I think Winnipeg's going to steal one at some point, maybe game 2 or 3. But I see Vegas winning it in 5.
Probably that first home game, which would be game 3. Like, you get the whiteout going on. The crowd maybe gives them an extra bit of jump there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we all got Vegas going through.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, huge upset if Winnipeg ended up winning that series.
Okay, so next series is the Edmonton Oilers and the Los Angeles Kings. That series starts Monday.
Guys, one of you guys want to start with this one?
I'll start this one. McDavid's had another great year. Probably he's going to be the league MVP. If he isn't, I'll be surprised. The Kings have been a nice little story this year. They've been a quiet story, getting into the playoffs again this year. I expect this to be a pretty good, even series, but I'm going to take Edmonton to win in 6.
Yeah. These two teams played last year. I think both teams are better than they were last year. Edmonton has like a defense and a pretty good goalie this year. They don't have to outscore all their issues like they have been. I think they've won like 14 of their last 16 or something like that since the trade deadline. So I think Edmonton probably takes care of LA pretty quick here. But I can definitely see it going 6 as well. We'll see if LA can get a game in Edmonton. Mm-hmm. If somehow they get the split, then maybe it goes a little bit longer. But I think Edmonton goes ahead here and beats the Kings.
All right, Hulk.
Yeah, I'm going to Edmonton. I think they just too much scoring power on that team. There's nothing that they can do about it.
All right. How many games?
I'm going 5.
Okay.
Okay. That's fair. That's pretty good that we're unanimous so far. So mm-hmm. It's not like not that majority rules. It's like we both have Vegas, we both have Edmonton.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right. So the next series, Dallas Stars and the Minnesota Wild. That series starts Monday.
Isn't Dallas playing Seattle?
No, Minnesota.
Oh, so Colorado won the division?
Colorado won the division last night.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, I knew there was one series that wasn't final as of yesterday.
Right.
So it's like the North Stars battle here, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas and Minnesota. Both teams are really good. Both have good goalies. I think Dallas has a little bit more star power. And so I'm going to take the Dallas Stars in 6.
Hawk, you want to take this one?
I'll take the Stars in 5.
I think Dallas.
All right, boys. I like it. You're going Dallas.
I'm going to say this right now. Dallas is a sneaky team that not a lot of people are talking about them maybe winning the whole thing. Watch out for them. They could take it. I'm taking Dallas in 5.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I don't know if you can say a team that has like 107 points as a Cinderella dark horse.
Right.
But because the Central Division is so good, like 3 teams are battling like till the last week. I'm with you on Dallas. So like Jake Oettinger, just like he almost stole that series last year against the Flames. Like he was so good. And if they get that kind of performance out of him again, then like they could go real deep here.
Yeah.
So we're unanimous with Dallas too. Okay.
All right. And the final series from the Western Conference, the Colorado Avalanche and the Seattle Kraken. That series starts Tuesday.
I think Daryl Sutter said it best last year. When you play Colorado, you're just going to waste 8 days. Colorado in 4. We don't need to discuss too much more about that.
Okay, I'm going to be generous. I do see Colorado winning, but I'm going to say it takes 5. I'm going to be generous because we do have a couple of Seattle fans. I think Seattle gets 1, but Colorado will win this series.
Yeah, I've seen Colorado wins in 4.
Okay.
I just think with the all the experience that most of the Avalanche players got last year, Seattle expansion team, they're learning how to win. It's a pretty good season. They've had a lot of good players kind of have career years. I just think Colorado will be like way too much for them to handle here.
Right. Okay, so
unanimous in the Western Conference. Wow. Yeah,
how That's weird. That's
kind of crazy, actually.
So congratulations to the other 4 teams.
Oh, man, Winnipeg's winning a cup probably. Jesus Christ.
Okay. We'll get back to the Western Conference in a little bit because now we're going to go to the Eastern Conference, and we're going to start with hands down the best team all year, the Boston Bruins and the Florida Panthers, and their series starts Monday night.
Okay, so with this series, I'm excited to see what Matthew Tkachuk is going to do with Florida here. Mm-hmm. He's the shit disturber. Boston has like a lot of good scorers. Brad Marchand's a little bit like that too. So I think this is going to be a fun series. I think Florida has a legit chance, but it's all going to come down to goaltending. I do think Boston wins, but I think it's a little closer than people think. I'm going to say Boston 6.
Okay, I'll take this one. Florida is in a unique position because last year they were the best team in the Eastern Conference in the regular season. Won the President's Trophy, got taken to six by the Capitals before they won that series, and then got swept by the Lightning in the next round. They have not forgotten about that. They want to have a better playoff experience. But this Bruins team is going to go down as one of the great hockey teams of all time, I think, depending on how they go in the playoffs. If they go far, they're going to be in the discussion. If they get eliminated in the first round, it's going to be, oh, they're the greatest regular season team of all time, but not among the greatest. Boston will win this series, and I see it going six.
Well, I can see it going six, but you know what? It's always an upset.
Oh, he's going Florida.
There's always an upset.
Because you
ran across that league.
I'm curious about something. Does this have anything to do with the 2011 Stanley Cup final?
No. Never does.
If you guys are listening for the first time, DeHawk, huge Canucks fan. So Boston did come back after being down 2-0 to beat them in the finals. So I'm just kind of curious if this is kind of like eight pick or if you actually think Florida Panthers can win.
I'm going Florida.
Okay. In what? Six?
He said six.
Okay.
I'm going Matthew Tkachuk in six games.
Oh, man, I know how much you love him.
So this is actually our first majority here.
Yeah. So we still have, as a team, we still have Boston going through, but our first majority.
Right. Okay. The next series, they're playing each other for the 18th year in a row, the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Tampa Bay Lightning. That series starts Tuesday.
The Hawk, you want to start this one?
Yes, I will, because you know what? Every year, I always have to say there's senior citizens in Toronto Maple Leafs Day. And every year, all those old fucks sit around.
Hey, hold on. I thought you don't swear on this podcast.
let him go today. I'm letting him go today.
We need an 8-second delay.
I'll put the explicit tag on.
Okay, so make your pick. Jesus Christ.
I take Toronto.
How many games?
Being the Maple Leafs on that pick.
How many games?
Five.
Ooh, okay.
I think Toronto runs in there and sweeps them pretty much.
Well, that would be four then, not five.
Well, I know, but I think Tampa gets one, but you know what?
I'll take Toronto in a five-game sweep, motherfuckers. I love this guy. Okay. I can't believe I'm saying this. I agree with the Hawk. I think the Leafs finally have a goalie that they trust in Samsonov. I think Tampa has kind of hit that wall. They've been kind of trading draft picks for players. I think it's finally caught up to them. I think Toronto, for the first time since 2004, will advance to the second round of the playoffs. I'm taking the Leafs in six.
If Toronto is ever going to want to get past the first round, this is the year to do it. This is the year to do it. Because if they don't do it this year, I don't know when they will. It's going to be a while, I think. I think
their team could definitely like change if they don't get through this year.
You know who they kind of remind me of in a way? And I'm not saying this as a homer. I'm just saying this as someone that has watched hockey since he was
a kid. I know what you're going to say, and I completely agree with you.
It's the Capitals when Ovechkin, started and how they would get to the playoffs, but just could not get past the first round. It's basically like almost word for word, line for line, step by step. You know, you got you got Matthews, you know, the star player. You've got a bunch of great players behind him as well. If they don't get past this first round, I don't know when or if they ever will. So I'm going to say Toronto, and I think I'm going to tempt fate here. I think this is going to go seven.
I kind of see the Leafs similar to Washington when they kept losing to Pittsburgh in the second round all the time. Mm-hmm. Then they finally beat them. I think Toronto could, like, once they get past that first round, I think they could make some noise, but
yeah,
see if they can do it. Tampa's—it's a tough division. Like you win 50 games every year, and then you have this horrible first round matchup versus this team that's won so many cups. So we'll see what happens.
Yep.
But we all have Toronto going forward, so congrats to Tampa, I guess.
Yeah, really.
Shit.
All right. Next series. Carolina Hurricanes and the New York Islanders. That series starts Monday.
I kind of see this one being like the series that I probably don't watch a whole lot of. I don't see this matchup as like must watch entertainment. I might be wrong about that. Like the Islanders kind of remind me of the Devils in the 90s. Kind of like maybe get a goal and like play defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think Carolina probably takes care of them pretty easily here. I'm going to say Carolina in five.
Yep, I'm going to Carolina. I mean, they're rolling. We get go see their little stupid fucking shit goes on there on the ice.
Oh, the.
But yeah, I'm going to Carolina. Yeah. You don't want to do that. You want to go away.
How many games?
Five.
And I just want to make a point. Since you said that this is a PG podcast.
Sorry.
You just said stupid fucking shit. Like, I think that's like $8 you have to throw in the swear jar. But, you know. Bill, who you got in this series? It's one of the best.
I'm pretty good.
This Skodad is an all-timer for me.
Yeah.
This episode, not the series. This episode.
Yeah.
Okay. The Islanders got in on their next to the last game of the season.
Yeah.
I do think Carolina's going to win this. I'm going to be very gutsy here. I think it's going to be Carolina in four.
Oh, okay.
So,
cool.
All right. And the final series that we're going to discuss, not only of the Eastern Conference, but of the first round, this is the one, honestly, I'm looking forward to the most. The New Jersey Devils and the New York Rangers. Game one starts Tuesday.
I think this is the hardest series to pick.
Mm-hmm.
Of all eight series. This is how I look at this. You got the veteran New York Ranger team, and then you got the young guns in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I think like New Jersey is the higher seed here, so they have home ice advantage. I think the experience of the Ranger players and the players they added with the Stanley Cup pedigree with Tarasenko and Patrick Kane, I think the Rangers will eventually win this series. I think it's going to be a tough series. I'm going to take the New York Rangers in seven.
Okay. Like I said, this is the one I'm looking forward to the most because this is a legit rivalry. This just is a legit rivalry.
This first is a meeting in 13 years, I heard too. Wow. Like, that shocked me.
This is probably the most even series in the first round as far as player wise, coach wise. It's just even all across the board. And DK brought up a very good point. New Jersey is the higher seed. And I think that's going to play a factor in this. I also see this going seven, but I see the Devils winning it in seven.
Hey, Hawk, you're the deciding factor here.
I'm thinking the Devils. Yeah. The Rangers walk right through the Devils. Give me five on the Rangers.
Okay. So 2-1 for the Rangers. So we will have the Rangers in the second round.
Okay.
Okay. So now that we've gone through the first round, we're going to go to round two. And based on how we voted, which was unanimous in all four series in the West, we'll start with the Golden Knights and the Oilers.
Who wants to start here?
I'll start because you know what? The Oilers aren't going to Vegas. They're going to look everywhere else to go, oh, pretty lady, pretty something. Oh, there's a Stanley Cup. Vegas in five.
Okay. I think the Oilers have played the Golden Knights really well this year. I'd have to go back and see what the head-to-head record is, but every time, like, they're playing on a Saturday night, like, the Oilers always seem to outscore them, play pretty well. I think the Oilers kind of overpower the Knights here with their talent, and you're going to have Connor McDavid or Jack Eichel. It's going to be kind of a cool storyline. I got the Oilers winning this in six.
Ooh. Okay, this would be a tremendous opportunity for Connor McDavid, you know, to get to this position, to play the top team in the Western Conference. If this series happens, it's going to be a really good series. But Vegas, to me, I think, has the one thing that they have that I think is motivating them is the fact that they were not in the playoffs last year for the first time. And you've still got players that were there, that went to the finals that first year. I think Vegas is going to take this, and I think it's going to be in six. But if Edmonton won, I would not be surprised.
Yeah, it's basically a coin flip.
Mm-hmm.
Based on how Edmonton's been playing at the end of the season, that's kind of like why I made my choice for Edmonton. But with majority, Vegas is in the Western Final here for our preview show.
Oh, and I'll say one thing, man. Connor McDavid's going to get his ass lit up by the guys who want to win. You're going to be protected. Those guys are going to come at you. Put up your stick. Someone's going to be there.
What's going to happen to Connor McDavid's ass?
It's going to be protected.
Lit up by the guys that want to win. We need shirts for the show. Just random shit the Hawk says and just put on a shirt.
Yeah.
But you got to realize, right? This is the playoffs. This is something that we don't even joke about. I mean, guys are going to get hit hard. And if Connor gets hit hard three, four, five times, he hasn't been hit that hard in the playoffs. Until it comes. Right?
It's hard to hit Connor. I mean, he's pretty fast.
Yeah, but one guy lights him up. Yep. It's done.
Yep.
He needs to realize that come playoff time, you got to step it up.
I agree.
Sidney Crosby did it. Mario Lemieux, Wayne Gretzky. Let's see what he does. Exactly. You know, we're not talking about the World Cup, Canada Cup, all Olympics. We're talking about Stanley Cup.
Yep.
Let's see what Connor does.
Okay. All right. So now we're going to go to the other series that we have in the Western Conference, Dallas Stars and Colorado Avalanche.
Okay. I think this is a pretty even series. I like the defense and goaltending for Dallas a little bit more. Colorado's scoring is a little bit ahead of Dallas, but Dallas does have some good players. I'm going to – like, some people might think this is an upset. I don't think it's an upset. I'm going to take Dallas in six.
Here's the thing. Colorado lost a good number of players in the offseason to free agency. It had to take them the last day of the regular season to win their division. And I think last year they probably wanted like 2 or 3 weeks before the season ended. Dallas
won the President's Trophy, didn't they?
Huh?
Didn't they win the President's Trophy last year?
No, I think it was Florida.
Oh, right, right. They were top in the West.
Yeah. Dallas, to me, when I've seen them play recently, that's a scary team. Like, I know I said it earlier, but that's a scary club. I see Dallas winning this, and I think it's going to be five.
I thought I was going to be the only one to take Dallas. That's kind of good. I like hearing that.
I think Nathan McKinnon straight up blows out the Dallas Stars, makes it back to the semifinals. Give me Colorado.
All right. How many games?
Five.
Okay.
Dallas looking at one win. I'll be honest. They got Jimmy Benn. They got Tarasian. Or whatever. Doesn't matter.
Well, if you remember the bubble season, Dallas took out Colorado. Kind of seems being similar to that. But we'll see what happens. But majority rules, Dallas versus Vegas in the West Final.
Mm-hmm.
Be a good series. Let's move over to the Eastern side.
All right, and we will start with the Boston Bruins and the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Hawk, do you want to start this one?
All right. So every year we get Senior Citizen Day in Toronto. And I will not let this go until the day that Toronto is never, ever set. We get Senior Citizen Day, which includes Dan's dad, Gary.
What?
I'm going.
I actually got that.
Oh, okay. I don't speak to Hawk. You have to translate. We need like closed captioning or something. I don't know.
Oh, I know. I'm not going to yell that. But Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah, you already picked that.
Five games.
We already did that. We're talking about the Bruins. The Bruins and the Leafs.
The Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Rays because they're a better baseball team. Jackie Robinson Day. Okay, so did you pick the Leafs to beat the Bruins?
Yeah, he did.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Bill, do you want to take this? Oh, man.
I think
I love it.
The Maple Leafs will beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. No, in all seriousness.
I think the Leafs could beat the Buccaneers. Then. Like, they could. They have a quarterback.
In all seriousness, though, we've seen so many times the team that has won the President's Trophy fail. We've seen it a lot. Like, the team that wins the President's Trophy, winning the Stanley Cup, is very low. I think it's like 8 times. I think that's the number. I don't really remember. I actually see Toronto beating Boston in 6. I think this is, if Boston's going to get caught, it's going to be here in the second round.
You boys done lost your minds. The team that hasn't won a playoff series since I was in high school is going to win two in one season. And they're going to be the team that won the Stanley Cup almost three times in a row. And now they're going to beat Boston, probably the greatest team in the salary cap era. Okay. Give me Boston in five. I don't think it'll be close.
Okay.
But we have the Leafs going because we have majority. So like my Stanley Cup final, my bracket is not in this right now. So I will tell you what I have once we get there. But yeah, so
now we're gonna go to the other semifinal for the Eastern Conference.
Right.
It'll be the Carolina Hurricanes and the New York Rangers.
Yeah, I think Carolina is one of those sneaky teams. Like I know they won their division. Nobody's really talking too much about them. It's all about Boston on the east side.
Mm-hmm.
And then you almost like have the Rangers as like that second best team, I think, in most people's eyes. I think Carolina will win this series, and I think it's in six.
Yeah, I figured Carolina rolls right through the Stanley Cup Finals.
Oh, okay. So he's got him beating the Rangers. How many games?
A little spoiler for the next.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I'm going six games. Carolina, right? You got the wave, you got the hurricane, you got what they want to do. I'm thinking Carolina six.
All right. I'm gonna be the odd man out on this one. DK said earlier the Rangers have the veteran players, the players that have been to the Stanley Cup Finals before, even won it, and the Rangers still have one of the best goalies in the game today, in Shesterkin. I think the Rangers beat Carolina in six.
Ooh.
But since we're going by majority rules, it will be the Carolina Hurricanes going to the Eastern Conference Finals to play the Toronto Blue Jays. Not Blue Jays, Maple Leafs.
Yeah!
Damn it. Okay.
So now we're getting a Conn Smythe. You heard it here first.
Hey, Bill, before we go, I have one question.
We're not going anywhere.
He saw the Blue Jays. Bill saw what the Blue Jays did. Are they not a World Series contender?
Oh, I didn't say they weren't. I just.
Blue Jays are winning this Stanley Cup.
I mean,
they're going to win the NBA title.
They might.
All right, let's get to the Western Conference Finals. We've got Vegas and Dallas.
Well, I'll talk about like what I had here in my predictions. I had Edmonton versus Dallas.
Okay.
And I had Dallas winning that series. I think Dallas would beat Vegas as well. They wouldn't be the home team. Vegas would have the home ice advantage. I don't know how much that would change for me, but in my opinion, win the Stanley Cup, you got to be a great team on defense, and you got to have a good goalie. Dallas checks that off for me. Give me Dallas in six.
I actually agree. I think if this happens, it's going to be a really good series. It's going to be very competitive, but I really do like Dallas. I there's just something about this club. I'm going to take the Stars in six.
And like with Vegas, like they've had like what, six or seven different starting goalies this year. I think that's going to catch up to them.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Dallas going forward. Look, DeHawk, do you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree because I think Vegas is going to go to the finals.
Okay.
For some reason, so they play, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's safe.
Okay. So we do have.
I mean,
go ahead.
All right, because I'm going to say, I'll put seven for Vegas, because you know what? They've got the hockey players. They're the guys who want to win. Let's see who's going to have a win. They're going to have against Boston Bruins.
Okay. So we're going to go majority here with Dallas going to the Stanley Cup Finals. And now the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't think anybody has this. If someone does, please let me know. The Toronto Maple Leafs and the Carolina Hurricanes.
I believe in, what was it, 2002 they met in the Eastern Conference Final with Carolina winning?
Okay, yeah.
I think it was 02 when they won the Cup, Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in this scenario, I had Boston versus Carolina, and I had Boston winning. I don't see Toronto getting past Boston, so I'm not going to take them here. So in our scenario, I'm taking Carolina in six. I don't think either of these teams will be in the finals, my personal opinion. But right. For the way we do our shows here, in this situation, if it was Carolina versus Toronto, I think Carolina would go over and win in six.
I think we know what Hawk already said, but we'll just double check with him.
Yeah, he said something about the finals.
I'm the Toronto beats Carolina Hurricanes. Ooh. I believe.
You said that the Hurricanes are going straight to the finals. Yeah, you said that finally, but in the series before.
Well, this is a good PSA for everyone today. Don't drink. Don't drink and record.
Okay.
Well, we're doing a weekend show. We record earlier, but you know, I was busy today. So,
all right. So, how many games, Hulk?
I'm thinking Toronto walks in there, five games done.
Wow, five games. Okay. I'm going to be realistic with this series if this is what happens. As much as I think it would be cool to see Toronto in the Stanley Cup Finals, which hasn't happened in like 60 years, I just can't see it happening against Carolina. This is just a well-coached team, well-played, well-organized. This is Carolina's time in this scenario. I'm taking Carolina. I think it will be six. So that means that our Stanley Cup Finals will be the Dallas Stars and the Carolina Hurricanes.
Like we all predicted.
Right.
Okay, so in my finals, I had Dallas and Boston. And I had Boston winning the cup as President's Trophy winner. So I didn't see Carolina getting to this point. If they do, it'd be pretty incredible. Pretty incredible playoff situation for them. But in this series, the one that we have here hypothetically, I think Dallas would lift the Stanley Cup in this situation. And I don't think it would take too long. I think it would probably be five games. And I'll say Jason Robertson is Conn Smythe winner.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on the Dallas bandwagon for a little while now. I'm not hopping off. Although, when I do my brackets, which I probably will do after you guys have listened to this, I actually would have Dallas, New Jersey as the finals. But I have Dallas winning this in six. I think Let me look. Who's their goalie? I can't think of his name right now. Who's Dallas's goalie?
Jake Oettinger.
Yeah, I think he'll be the MVP of the playoffs.
Yeah, I could see that as well. I think Robertson would be probably that second choice. The Hawk? Who are you taking?
Well, we got what? We got Dallas. You know what? I think Dallas holds a cup this year.
Unanimous.
Wow. I did not expect that. Unanimous, I mean.
Okay, so we've all picked in our situation here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want both of you guys to tell me your Stanley Cup final without the way we did it, and your Conn Smythe winner and how many games. I'll go first. I got Boston over Dallas in 6 games. I got Linus Allmark as my Conn Smythe winner. Goaltender for Boston.
All right. I got Dallas or Boston, 5 games. Jamie Benn.
Okay.
All right. I have
finals. That's cool.
Dallas and New Jersey. I have Dallas in 6. I'm going to go. This one's actually kind of a toss-up for me. You know what? I'm going to go Max Domi winning the Conn Smythe.
That's an interesting call. Like, that's, if you were to throw some money on that somewhere, I bet you the odds were pretty decent for Max Domi to take it down.
I would say
it was either him or Seguin. It was between one of those two.
Seguin. Yeah.
Yeah, Seguin.
So. Nice. Well, interesting show tonight, boys.
Mm-hmm. It's
always fun. We got to do these more often.
Mm-hmm.
We all have time, but thanks for everyone that listened and watched. Appreciate that. And
hope we didn't chase anybody away.
I've posted my bracket contest in the Facebook group, so anyone's able to join. I didn't even put really a price on it. Like, it might just be for fun. We'll see how it goes. Right. See how many guys we get in there. But yeah, does join the Facebook group, join the bracket and make your picks. Should be fun.
All right. Hope you all enjoy your week and enjoy the Stanley Cup playoffs.